Okay, I guess we'll get started. It looks like we have a quorum. First item is approval of the July 18th, 2013 meeting. We have a motion.
Gasper motion.
Okay.
And we do a second.
Okay. All in favor?
Say aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
All right, thank you. Next item are staff reports. The first one is the financial progress report, and we will need a motion on this, and Jason will give this report.
Thank you. Financial progress report was included in your folder as attachment 3A. What this report shows is a year-end summary of our fiscal year, which runs from July 1st to June 30th. In the closeout of fiscal year 2013, we were well within budget, and we do have the ability to carry over the remainder of the funding into the beginning of this fiscal year. No problems budget-wise. We're looking good, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Has sequestration affected the federal funds at all?
No, but that's a good question because it didn't this time around, but from what I understand, when the next round of sequestration, did I say that right? continues, there is a, that they, I don't understand all the machinations of the federal budget with regards to that, but I think in this next round, yeah, that's a good point. In the next round, I think they are going to do cuts that could potentially affect metropolitan planning. I talked to one, NARC, the organization that's an association of MPOs, and they don't have any strong predictions on that, but it is possible that both our funds for projects and the funds for planning could potentially be affected. I don't think it would be a crippling cut for us, but there could be some effect.
Any other questions for Jason?
The motion will be approved.
Okay.
Casper second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Second report is the technical progress report, and Curtis Baker will get this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a few things today. First of all, wanted to let everyone know we had our final bike and brainstorm of the summer in Barberton. These things just keep getting bigger, and we had a huge success of over 65 people on the road. I lost the bet, had to wear a Michigan jersey. It was pretty rough. But other than that, we got a lot of great participation. People really seem to get a lot out of it and really appreciate all the work that Barberton put into the effort. So I wanted to, you know, LWU and the mayor, I think, did a great job in making sure that all happened and was pretty smooth. So it was a really good event. If any communities are interested, we'll probably start back up in the spring. I mean, if somebody really wants to risk an October date, we'd be willing, but, you know, because we have ridden in the snow before. But other than that, probably look for the spring and summer of next year to keep on doing more of these. Secondly, and as that, we did that as part of the Barberton Connected Communities Planning Grant. As many of you know, Montrose, also Bath and Copley Township, received a Connected Communities Planning Grant. One of the things that we've done with them in the beginning is we created a survey that did get some press in the Akron Beacon Journal, looking for basically anyone that uses the area of Montrose to weigh in on how they felt about how it worked, what the parking was like, what driving through there was like, as well as, you know, did they even know that bus service existed and things like that. We received over 550 responses from that survey with some very, very interesting insight along the way, and we're going to keep that open at least, I think, through the month of October. So we'd encourage any of you that, you know, have any interest at all, the survey's up on our website, and we'll probably be distributing that to all our members through email as well. But been really successful, and I think been pretty interesting. Finally, the annual meeting, AMAT's annual meeting, October 11th. A few weeks from now, we'll have Randy Cole speaking and moderating a panel on shared services. A few mayors and members of our committees are going to be participating on that panel. As usual, it's at the Sheridan Suites in Cuyahoga Falls. And it's, you know, it's usually a pretty good time. A good event starts around 8:30, gets you out of there around 1:30. So we definitely encourage everyone to attend if you can. And then finally, for many of you may have heard of the NEO-SCC project. They're in their final phase of public involvement. There were a few meetings a few months ago, and now they're looking for final feedback from citizens and policymakers. There's two meetings in our area in October. One is in Summit County at the Akron Urban League, October 8th from 6:30 to 8. And then there's one Tuesday, October 15th at the new Kent Central Gateway in Portage County. And they're looking to, they're calling revision sessions and looking to get more input from people to finalize their planning. Jason, I don't know if you wanted to add anything.
I just add there, it is the final, I think, for the scenario planning process that's been done. If any of you have been at those other meetings, you might have seen that different scenarios of development have been done, but I think it won't be final in terms of recommendations, Joe and myself sit on the NEO-SCC board, and one of the things that we'll be exposed to in the coming months is what are we going to do with all this information and all these scenarios, which that hasn't really been fleshed out too much yet. And then the other issue, if you guys remember some of the reporting out we did, this grant runs through December 31st. I think we're going to be able to get an extension from HUD probably up through June of next year, hopefully, is what we are shooting for, so we can kind of finish coming up with these recommendations and don't have to rush everything through.
Other than that, though, if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I have any questions. I'd just like to add with Barbie and the mayor, so I want to say thank you to Group Paulette for coming out. I think what we found is that there is an interest in bicycling. There's no question about it. It's, the group that showed up there was just a small amount that actually does riding and so forth. So, as we identify some of those areas and hopefully make some improvements as we go forth, I think we'll see the benefits of what we started here. So thank you again.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. Chris. All right, the next report is the AMETS Federal Funds Report, and Victor Boson will give this report.
Thank you. Your attachment 3C, if you can go to the last page, our funding program balances table. We're finishing up with the first quarter of this fiscal year, 2014. October 1st, our second quarter. And you'll see that a few projects have gotten encumbered. And then if you look toward the bottom of that group, you'll see that there's a number in the fourth quarter. And you've also heard me say that you're avoiding the fourth quarter as well. The majority of those are resurfacing, and I think we're going to have to put them there the last quarter and tell us so that they can make sure that they're sold in that year. If they're delayed throughout the year, it doesn't have any negative impact on the program. But for us, as long as it sells in this fiscal year, our funds are okay. So anyhow, some of those resurfacing projects that were in the fourth quarter have already sold up in the first quarter. Some of those things still in Hudson. So even though it says fourth quarter, they'll sell earlier, more than likely. And then if you flip the page over on the back side, you'll see the remaining part of that table in our analysis. I did add a fiscal year 2018. And you also see that there's some projects in there. You'll recall the last round of funding, we significantly over-programmed, and you'll see that most of the funding in that year, even though we were going out for 16 to 17 projects, we pretty much spent a lot of the funds that were 18 also. We had a project review meeting yesterday. Based on that meeting, there is no significant changes in what year the projects are to be in, so this table pretty much represents what's going on with the project, which is good. Some of the sponsors did not show. Our next meeting, which will be at the end of November, that will be a critical project review meeting that everybody that email sent to needs to show up, because that will, we're going to do the two-year lockdown. ODOT's going to do it at that meeting. So we need to make sure that those projects, we need to verify the award dates of those projects. For 15, the lockdown will be by award date, and then as we look into 16, it will be, those projects will be locked down by October if they can make it. And that meeting is the meeting that can decide on this project. So, again, the next project review meeting will be critical to attend. TIPs, we've got copies of those that are on the table there by the door. Feel free to take one. It's also up on our website. And as we do these amendments each and every meeting, the table that's in that hard copy is going to be out of date. It is already out of date. So if you want the latest list of projects, you have to go up on our website. But that has everything else in it. So the statewide CMAQ funding program, we have finished doing a revised draft of the policy. We have a meeting tomorrow down in Columbus to start talking informally with ODOT about that. And we expect to have that all wrapped up hopefully by the end of the year, so that sometime next year we can start move on to funding for the statewide CMAQ funding program. And lastly, our next round of project funding, which is soon to start and up on the screen here, is the project selection process. Just going to briefly go over that. This year, and we just talked about the CMAQ program, we no longer control those funds. So for this round of funding, it's only going to be STP, TAP, which is replaced the old TEP, which is the bike and pedestrian funding program, and then resurfacing. So we're only going out for three funding programs this round. Transit will be done at a different time. So just keep that in mind. So we're right now in the review of funding process phase. Later on in this meeting, we'll be showing you revised funding policy guidelines. And then that's the August-September time frame. And then we'll do switch over in the project solicitation phase. Once that funding policy guidelines is approved by the policy committee next week, probably the first week or so of October, we'll be sending out information to get the whole process started. And that'll be October. Then we'll go into the project pre-screening phase. You'll be submitting back letters of intent to us so that we know what's going to be coming toward us. What we usually do is get together with ODOT and try to just clarify any issues that might arise at this phase, the letter of intent phase. And that'll happen generally over the October-November timeframe. And then from there, we'll send out applications. Those will come back to us, and then the TIP subcommittee will start. We'll review this, the scoring, and start developing draft recommendations in the project evaluation phase. And then this all comes back down to this meeting and the policy meeting in January for final approval of projects to be approved for funding. And once that happens, we'll contact the sponsors that have been awarded funding, and they'll have 45 days to submit their programming packages in the ODOT. And from that point in the spring and then the early summer of next year, we'll be having scope meetings on the new projects. That was the second page of MLC, and that's the second page of this text. So that's all I have on this item. If anybody has any questions, we have to answer them again. We're only going out for three funding programs this fall, starting next month.
Any questions for Richard? All right, thank you. Okay, there's no old business. We'll move to new business. And the first item is proposed update of the AMETS area federal functional classifications of highways. We are requesting a motion on this, and Amy Crater will talk about this.
Basically, for you that do not know what functional class is, I'm assuming most of you probably do, but just so you don't know, just in case you don't know, it's a grouping of similarly functioning highways based on the level of mobility and access. For example, interstates are high mobility, low access, and then like local roadways are high access, low mobility. This network of roadways is reviewed every 10 years after the census is completed, and this time the guidelines have changed. However, they've combined categories and changed changed them slightly. So instead of having urban categories and rural categories, they're just straight out categories. They just have arterials. They're not urban arterials and rural arterials. We took applications from our communities earlier this year and reviewed these applications, and last meeting of the TAC TIP subcommittee, we had a list of approved or suggested changes to the functional class. These are listed in attachment 5A on the second page, and I'm not going to read all down those. Basically what it amounted to is a half mile increase in minor arterials and a little over 12 miles increase in our collector category. So we do not have enough information from ODOT at this time to be able to make sure this falls within their guidelines. They haven't provided their guidelines currently, but we believe it should be still within the guidelines. So the staff is requesting authorization to send this proposed list to ODOT and Federal Highway for their review. And after we receive their comments and suggestions, then we'll be coming back to the committee sometime next year for final approval of the completed list with any comments or adjustments based on ODOT and Federal Highway's changes. Any questions?
No questions for him? All right, then we can
have some move with him.
Okay. Second?
Paralyzed.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Next item on the agenda are the resolutions. The first resolution is Resolution 2013-13, adopting the revised AMETS funding policy guidelines, and a motion is required, and Victor will present this.
Thank you. As I mentioned earlier, this is the first step in starting a new round of funding. We go look at the policies, see what changes need to be made. I'll just kind of go through it really quickly here. It's attached to the memo resolution. The first changes we had started on page 7, and this went for all the funding programs. We just added some word in there that the local share has to be in cash. There was some concern the last round of funding that some sponsors were trying to use in-kind contributions for their local share. So we try to spell it out a little bit more that it's to be in cash from local, state, and other non-federal sources. That would have been on page 7, 2B, but that would be the same for all the programs. CMAC was eliminated. That's going on. Page number 9, this is the new Transportation Alternative Program, which is, again, the bike and ped program. Most of the information here is new. I mean, it is the same from the OTP program. The significant change is that now we're dealing with safe routes to school projects. Those infrastructure projects are eligible. We're spelling that out here under eligibility. But another thing that is eligible is the district-wide safe routes to school travel plans. So that is included here, and that's also reflected in number 7 on page 10, spelling that out too. And the rest of it's kind of like I said, the same as the old TEP program. The funding cap still at $700,000. Under the AMATS resurfacing program on page 11, the only new thing here is under program policies number 1, we just specify that GeoFabric is eligible. Some of our sponsors have used that on past resurfacing projects, and it wasn't clear whether we would fund that or not. So the thought is you award a certain amount of money if you're going to use GeoFabric, you can, if you're still living by that cap. Moving on to the transit side on pages 14 and 15. These programs are going to be updated at a later time. We have eliminated the Jark and New Freedom because they're no longer in the new transportation bill on that 21. And then moving on to page number 19, which is the project selection process. We just went over that. That's just revised, updated to today's dates. And then keep going forward. On page 21 starts the scoring criteria for the surface transportation program. Nothing's new on that page, but the next page, 22, number 7, that used to be called multimodal features. We just simply updated today's jargon and called it complete streets components. And then number 8 is the project is recommended on our facility connected communities planning grants, and we receive some extra points. And that's the same for that's just for that program. The page 23 starts the accreditation alternative program. This is all new in terms of what the scoring criteria is. Number 1, there's a planning component. You get points if it's identified in the plan. Number 2, there's connectivity. Does it improve connections in the bike and pedestrian network? 3 is level of use. This is somewhat subjective, but it will be compared to the other projects that are submitted under this program. And safety, and then also number 5, which is our normal fair share component that we have as part of all of our funding programs. And then on the next page, 24, that stays the same. And that's pretty much all the changes that we've done to the funding policy. So we're looking for approval. FACJP subcommittee is recommending these changes so that we can move on and get to the strong funding policy.
All right, any questions for Victor? If not, do we have a motion, Dave?
Yes.
Second? We can. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passed. Second resolution is Resolution 2013-14, approving the FY 2013 year-end completion report. A motion is required for this, and Jeff Gardner will present this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This memo discusses the staff budget and expenditures for the fiscal year that just ended on June 30th. The purpose of the attached resolution is to approve the fiscal year 2013 year-end completion report so that we can transmit it to ODOT for their review. We do this annually and then meet with ODOT in the fall to finalize the completed fiscal year. Within attachment 6B is a financial summary for all the work elements scheduled during the last fiscal year. In brief, the staff budget was approximately $1.9 million. $1.6 million was expended, with the remainder available for this year's use through December 31st. A number of significant products and activities were accomplished during the last fiscal year, including the regional transportation plan and the TIP. All planning work scheduled for fiscal year 2013 was completed, and expenditures were within the budgeted amounts. Staff recommends approval of Resolution 2013-14. Are there any questions?
Questions for Jeff? Okay, if not, can we have a motion?
Edward Palmer.
Okay. Second?
Second, Hadley.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passed. Third resolution is Resolution 2013-15, designating Metro RTA and PARTA as the recipients of funds from the FTA Section 5310 Enhanced Mobility for the Elderly and Disabled. And a motion is requested for this. And Jeff Gardner will also present this resolution.
This resolution recommends that Metro and PARTA be named official designated recipients of funds for the enhanced mobility of the elderly and the disabled. The federal government through the Federal Transit Administration allocates funding to urban areas to assist in transporting the elderly and the disabled. Metro and PARTA receive funds annually because they serve major portions of the Akron urbanized area. AMAS manages the sub-allocation of these funds as the MPO. Specifically, Metro and PARTA are eligible to receive funds through the FTA Section 5310 program. In order to receive these funds, Metro and PARTA are required to be designated as recipients with the concurrence of the governor of the state of Ohio. To that end, AMAS, Metro, and PARTA will draft an agreement for the cooperative use of these funds in coordination with the area's social service agencies. Resolution 2013-15 recommends that the governor of the state of Ohio officially designate Metro and PARTA as recipients of these FTA funds. This resolution also authorizes the staff to draft a memorandum of understanding with Metro and PARTA. The staff recommends approval of this resolution. Are there any questions?
Any questions? If not, if we could have a motion.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll second it, Wheatley.
Okay. Wayne Wheatley seconds it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Final resolution is Resolution 2013-16, approving Amendment 4 to the Transportation Improvement Program FY 2014-2017 to revise the funding to ODOT District 4 guardrail end treatments, Lobby Road, Liberty Road sidewalk, and I-480 slide repair. We are requesting a motion, and Victor will present this resolution.
Thank you. Six projects here. One of them is a new project. The first one is just about District 4's federal maintenance program. We've increased the funding to a point that it has to revise the TNP. Lobby Road, same thing. The local funding portion has increased to a point that it has to be revised the TIP. Construction is scheduled 14. Liberty Road Sidewalk, this is one of our funded projects. The PE phase is supposed to go in 13. It got delayed, so we had to add it here in the new TIP in 14. And also what they're doing is using some of the construction funds because the PE phase is a little bit low. So it's not any more new money. It's just shifting the money around a little bit. The next project is the new one, State Route 59, Akron Interbelt. This is the converted part of 59 into an arterial street. They have earmarked funds to do some of the engineering with 14 for this project. The next one is the Main and Broadway interchange. Track approved funding for this project, construction funding, so that was added. That was also, I believe, money through the Ohio Turnpike Commission. And that'll be in fiscal year 20, right away in fiscal year 2014. And then the last project is a slide repair project in Twinsburg, increasing funding for fiscal year 2014. So the staff recommends approval.
Any questions for Victor? Okay, if not, do we have a motion?
Tomasi.
Tony Tomasi. Second. Okay. All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Can I say
anything? No. All right, under other business, Jason has something to add.
I wanted to let you guys know, since this is our last meeting before December, the staff will be working with Fred to work on nominating new officers for your consideration in December. And I just wanted to see if any of you right here and now are interested in volunteering to serve on the nominating committee. No pressure. If not, I'll talk to Fred, you know, in the coming weeks, and we'll reach out to some people by phone. But if anybody had a burning desire to serve as a nominator.
Usually the chairman would buy lunch for the nominee. That is my position.
Okay, it's a deal.
It might sweeten the deal.
So I don't see anybody yet.
Joe volunteered to have you buy him lunch. Any other takers right now? Okay. Well, we'll convene in the coming weeks, like I said, and we might hit a couple more of you off by phone. But thanks, Joe, for volunteering.
That's it?
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
All right, next meeting is December 12th. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.